In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber, two guys fix it all with a battle about a movie. One film, two opinions, one coin, two sides. They feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Hello and welcome to Film Feud, the podcast where we debate whether top-rated movies should be top-rated. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram.
How are you doing today, Vikram?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
Good. I'm ready to feud you.
Why did you just become like a Looney Tunes character all of a sudden?
Yeah, that's all, folks.
Close.
So, Vikram, mind telling the good folk what we're doing here?
We are recording a podcast where we pick a movie from the IMDb top 250 at random. Then we go ahead and toss a very valuable coin.
The Film Feud coin.
Ba-ba-ba-dum. And heads argues for the movie and tails argues against.
That's right. And this week we are feuding Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
What a nerd, man.
Oh my gods. I haven't seen this movie in a long time. And I'm pretty pumped, you know, if for no other reason than nostalgia.
I'm pretty sure this was the first Hollywood movie I ever saw. I think it was between this and Rocky IV.
On Star Movies, I assume?
No, like a video cassette.
Oh, VHS.
VCR, for the
VCR.
Win.
VCR.
For the
damn.
Win, yeah.
So, mind revealing what you thought of this movie when you watched it for the first time?
When I was all of like 7 years old, yeah.
Just watching like Hollywood versus Bollywood in that era.
Honestly, it kind of scared me.
It is kind of scary for a 7-year-old.
Yeah,
it's meant to be.
Yeah. Maybe it could have been like 6 or 5 as well, but I kind of got scared, I remember.
You know what's actually meant to be scary is T1. And full disclosure, I have not seen Terminator. At least, I can't remember if I've seen it.
Really?
I'm sure I caught it at some point, but I've seen Terminator 2 many times, at least a few years ago is the last time I remember seeing it. You don't need to watch Terminator 1 for Terminator 2, like at all.
A little bit to sort of understand why maybe Sarah Connor is acting the way she is.
Or yeah, like... but if you've seen Terminator 2 before, then the next time you watch it, you already know what happened in T1, right? Does that make sense?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for shooting me down. I'm glad you have my back. We aren't even feuding yet.
Always, brother.
So the point is, haven't watched Terminator 1, but I'm ready to watch Terminator 2. Pretty pumped about this feud. What do you say we get to it? Should we toss the Film Feud coin and see what up? I'm in a very repetitive mood today, I've seen.
Just for that. Yeah, let's do it. Why don't you just go ahead and toss that coin?
All right, here we go. Let me toss the coin. Heads is for, tails is against. And it's heads. And I am for Terminator 2 Judgment Day. One of my favorite childhood movies of all time. Dun, 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 dun. Should we go watch the movie?
Oh, let's do it. I'm so pumped.
Let's go watch Terminator 2. And may I say to our audience, we'll be back.
Oh, God. See you guys.
Vikram, come with me if you want to feud.
Dude, we shouldn't be doing Arnie impressions. I will ruin this episode.
I know what yours is. It's something chopper.
Get to the chopper.
All right, let's just start off the episode with moratorium on Governator impressions. Firstly, the man is a legend. I know he's been through a lot in recent times, but don't you malign his greatness with your stupid impression.
As a politician?
He's a legend. Simply this movie alone. If he just chilled, went to the top of a mountain and meditated for the rest of his life, this movie alone would be enough to make him a legend.
Look, if he chilled, went to the top of a mountain and meditated for the rest of his life, that makes him a legend.
What are you talking about? How good was this movie? How good was Arnold? What a specimen he is, man,
look,
firstly.
Look, firstly, it's Arnold.
How good was Sarah Connor, even John Connor, James Cameron, God? I mean, Titanic was like a dhabba on this movie.
Dude,
this
I can see the jizz in your hands right now. Can you go wash them first?
Ew. There's no reason to get all jizzy and personal, okay? This movie was awesome. I can't even understand what you're going to say. I mean...
I actually have a lot. I surprisingly have a lot because it's been way too long since I saw this movie. And firstly, I would like to say that every bit of the movie that scared me as a child, I laughed at when I watched it this time around.
That's a point, you think, in
it's
your
not
favor?
A point. Did I say it's a point?
Is this the best action movie of all time or what?
Absolutely not.
Of course it is. Name
Absolutely
a better action
not.
Movie. Name a better action movie.
Man, there's so many better action movies, dude. Let's not even talk about that. Let's talk about this particular movie.
Yeah.
This piece of art, if Cameron would like
Indeed.
To call it.
Indeed. Yeah, Let me just lay my cards on the table about this piece of art. Not only is this the best action movie of all time, this is the best sequel of all time. This is up there with Empire.
Up there with Empire.
This and Empire, perhaps together on equal footing, are the reason, and the Godfather. Godfather 2... Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, and Terminator 2, Judgment Day are the reason nobody can ever say, oh, the sequel's never better. Well, here we go. Here's a better sequel. I don't even need to watch Terminator 1. Everybody knows it's better.
First of all, I love you. You make me laugh. Thank you for that.
Best sequel of all time. Don't you dare hate on my point by laughing. Unstoppable.
I love how you just like, you know, like it's... The Empire sitting there and then Godfather sitting next to it and then Terminator's there and you're just dragging it and it's like, no, I don't want to come. No. And he's just like dragging its body like, no, go sit with them.
Dude, just like Empire, firstly, this
stop
movie
it. Please,
has...
Please stop it.
All right, I don't need the Empire
Clearly you do. You said
comparison.
It six times in the past 30 seconds.
It just has soundbite after soundbite or just like amazing, iconic, epic dialogue. Amazing, iconic, epic scenes. Amazing, iconic, epic chases. Have I said amazing and iconic? Have I said Empire? Have I said best? Have I said action? Have I said sequel? And, oh my God, it holds up, dude. Isn't that crazy? This movie holds up. 25 years ago it was made.
There's something else crazy going on right now, which is you talking and I'm just waiting for you to get done. After you're done with like all this general... Just like throwing shade at...
Name a better action movie. Name a better sequel.
Empire.
Name a better sequel that's not Empire. My...
Godfather 2.
Name a better sequel that I haven't named yet.
Wait. So you agree they're better sequels? You agree they're better sequels?
Do you agree that they're worthy of comparison? Because then I win.
With T2?
Yeah.
No. Of absolutely course. Not. Godfather 2? Godfather 2?
I'm just throwing this out. That's the best sequel of all time. I mean... It's not even... That's my position. Okay, I'll spend the rest of the feud proving it.
Let's move on. Yes, please. Please, let's get on to you trying to prove it rather than you just endlessly repeating it.
Oh, no. Don't put the burden on me. You prove your stupid
position.
Oh,
I will. 100%.
Let's hear it.
100%.
Just throw out the worst thing about this movie.
No, I will not. I will not.
Oh, you're saving it?
Yes. No, I'm not saving it.
Just like your virginity.
Yeah. That was a good one, I guess. Again, thank you. You make me laugh. Off the cuff, let's just talk about Cameron and his direction. I honestly feel, and this is no just to take a cheap shot at Terminator 2 and all, but I feel like this was one of his last few movies when he was an okay-ish director, when he actually transcended the next level, went to like Titanic and Avatar and stuff, because he followed this up with the god-awful True Lies. Do you remember that movie?
I don't actually, but... I mean,
dude,
yeah,
okay,
sure.
I'll summarize that movie in a scene for you, okay? Arnold Schwarzenegger's flying a jet next to a skyscraper where his daughter is being held by the kidnappers. He has a jet, like a full-on like MiG-21 F-16 type jet, like hovering next to like a skyscraper. So like mid-city, mid-New York, he's like just flying a jet around. That's True Lies, by the way.
I mean, Arnie is an action hero, you know? You gotta up your
Cameron's
game every time.
Cameron's like a good director now. Like, what was he thinking?
The vision in this movie is just insane. How did he envision the T-1000 and know that he could pull it off so, you know, convincingly?
Again, not going to hate on the special effects because it's a 1991 movie, if I'm not wrong. It's kind of crazy how they sort of hold up. I kind of agree with you there. But I feel like he just had so much focus on all of those elements of the movie that everything else just fell flat.
Like what?
The casting, man.
Firstly, Linda Hamilton is amazingly casted. And
no, I feel like he just got stuck with Linda Hamilton because she was part of one.
That's no way to talk about his wife at the time.
And John Connor, dude. That kid's supposed to be 10 years old in the movie.
All right.
He's supposed to be 10 years old in the movie.
Dude, he's like a time travel baby. You know, it's got to have some impact. Like his father, he needs to send back his father and all that. He's like, you know, that...
Please stop.
Time paradox grandfather. He's his own son.
You have to admit he doesn't look 10 years old.
All right, he doesn't look 10 years old.
He's riding dirt bikes all over town.
You didn't ride dirt bikes when you were 10?
No, man. I missed that part of my life. Just, I don't know what happened there, but...
You know what I kept wondering is like, who is this 10-year-old stuntman that they got? Or who is this 18-year-old stuntman who's playing a 10-year-old?
Because he's the essence of the movie. He's John Connor.
No,
right?
Arnie is the essence of the movie. And Linda Hamilton is the second essence
Arnie,
of the movie.
Arnie will get to Arnie. And I feel like he did a solid job in T1 where he actually looked menacing as a robot who's trying to kill everyone who comes in his way. In this movie, he's sort of...
Badass, amazing, iconic, epic, shotgun on a motorcycle, reloading and shooting like a robot ninja, badass mother clucker.
Michael Bay, Jerry Bruckheimer do like better stuff with that. It really felt like a Michael Bay, Jerry Bruckheimer action movies from the 90s at times, which is bad enough.
This is insane. I mean, firstly, to the extent that those that mean something, Michael Bay, Jerry Bruckheimer, even Michael Bay was making action movies on a whole different scale. Like The Rock is still like set in reality, you know, like the special effects in The Rock is like, what is this explosion I can create? And that's it. This guy, JC, Jesus Christ, James Cameron,
JC
was miles ahead.
John Connor, JC.
And John Connor. Oh my God. He was miles ahead in like 1991, man. That's insane.
Okay, let's just dive into this movie. I want to talk about Arnold as we go along and his character and the way he portrays that character. Again, one of the earlier scenes when they're trying to break Sarah Connor out of the mental hospital, right? And obviously at that point of time, Sarah Connor just has like tremendous PTSD from like Terminator 1. And in her mind, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator version is a killing machine, right? And then they meet, and then John Connor tells her that, oh, he's my friend, he's here to save us. And immediately she's fine with it, whatever.
Because she sees him save her.
Yeah, sure. And then you remember that one scene where the T-1000 ends up at the hospital. He's obviously at the hospital. He's like killing people left, right, center. And he meets them, and then they run to this elevator.
Yeah.
So there's this one scene where Sarah Connor, John Connor are already in the elevator, and Arnie's just like shotgunning him to like stop him.
Yeah.
And then he just turns around and starts running in his balle balle fashion. Have you noticed that?
What?
Because he has the shotgun in one hand, and for some reason his other hand is also up when he's running. Just notice that. It's hilarious. and like T-1000 in just like perfect form, like Olympic athlete running.
Yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is running like he has bricks in his underwear or something.
I did not notice this. I was too busy noticing the
funniest
amazing...
thing ever, dude.
So, you know, you skipped over Sarah Connor just by mentioning her in the asylum.
I don't know. I plan to talk about her a lot.
Sarah Connor is the most badass heroine. Is that how you pronounce it? Or is that the
heroine?
Heroine. In like forever. I mean, do you remember James Cameron talking about Wonder Woman? How he kind of hated on Wonder Woman because Wonder Woman was being propped up as like a feminist icon, whereas James Cameron was like, no, not at all. She's kind of scantily clad and she doesn't really do much. Whereas Sarah Connor was like a real feminist icon. And I must say, those are very controversial comments. Everybody's like, oh, James Cameron, just
stay
out of it.
You think she was a feminist icon?
She's just a badass action hero who's a woman. I mean, that is awesome. And she really is badass in the movie. And they explain it because in the first movie, she was just like a waitress or something, right?
Right.
That jump in this movie is so cool because they justify it completely. They say she's constantly just preparing for Judgment Day. She's set up these like bunkers and friends and weapons. She's well-trained in all of them. She's taken John Connor around, which reminds me, by the way, the in-world explanation is very clear for why John Connor is how he is. Because he's been on military bases just... being prepped for like military training to be a military leader all his life. That's why he can ride dirt bikes and is like the most proactive 10-year-old ever. And Sarah Connor is just badass. No, I can't think of a single woman portrayed in movies that's as badass an action hero while still being grounded in reality. You know, it's not like some, I don't know, Aeon Flux or something where it's just a woman kicking ass for no reason.
I don't know. I feel like her acting is... She's the character in this movie where... acting is the most important, right? It's the most important skill because
hey. Arnie needs to act too.
No, we'll talk about that later, dude. But she needs to act the most, or she needs to be the best actor in this movie.
We talk about it now, because I just disagree with you on this point. And also, I can't believe you're like sapping away the fun of this movie. This movie doesn't need to be analyzed on like this acting level and all that shit. This movie is just like
a Cameron movie.
It's just like, it just has like scene after scene of the first chase through those like LA tunnels where the crazy part is, if now we know exactly what T2 is all about. You know, we've watched it many times through childhood. When Terminator 2 first came out, I don't know if the trailer spoiled it or not, but you didn't know whether Arnold was good or bad. So actually, when Arnold is chasing John Connor on his motorcycle, when John Connor is being chased by the T-1000 in the truck through the, you know, those half pipes in LA or whatever, that scene is amazing because you think that Arnold's trying to kill John Connor, just like he did in T1. And then he turns out to be the savior and he does the whole like shotgun reloading, which I already mentioned. Mwah, what a scene.
I don't even know if trailers are a thing in 91.
Yes, trailers have been a thing since the birth of movies.
I don't know, man.
And a lot of them would spoil a lot. I think the Empire trailer spoiled it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, good or bad, doesn't matter.
Mwah, not good or bad, not good. Mwah, just that
stop
scene.
Mwah, it's kind of weird.
I know, it is weird, but it just makes me go like, that scene where you find out that the T-1000 can replicate humans, can imitate humans, and it's where John's foster dad is killed.
Uh-huh.
It's just so crazy. It just comes out of nowhere. It's such a badass, crazy-ass scene. Mwah.
Mwah.
The Linda Hamilton twin mirror scene. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe she has a twin, firstly. Aren't you amazed sometimes that there are twins in the world?
Nice side note there.
So they shot the scene where she opens up Arnold's head and removes her chip that allows him to learn more things.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they did that is by using Linda Hamilton's twin and like a sort of a fake body of Arnold. And so they pretend to be sitting in front of a mirror, but it's actually Arnold, Linda Hamilton, Linda Hamilton 2, and an Arnold that they open up. And it's just like so amazingly shot. That is like typical James Cameron innovation, amazing execution.
Okay. Any other adjectives you want to throw in there?
Yeah. I'm done for the moment.
Mwah. Maybe another mwah.
Mwah.
Jesus, man. I don't know, dude. Arnie, you would think that naturally he's meant to be the robot in every movie because of just the way he is.
Perfect like, casting, might I add.
Wow. And he still messes up. He still messes up. He's the perfect robot. He's a perfect machine in T1, right? He's perfect. Barely any dialogue. I don't even think he has any dialogue in T1. I don't even remember.
Of course he does. Give me your clothes, your boots, your shoes, whatever. The opening dialogue.
In T1?
It's the same in both movies, I think.
Okay, so, but it's like minuscule compared to T2, for example. He's interacting a lot with John throughout the entire journey, trying to understand why do you cry and all of that stuff, right? The whole idea behind this movie is, I mean, it's not the whole idea, but a big idea behind this movie is basically by the end of it, a machine empathizing with human emotions. I feel like that's pure crap. It's just made to elicit emotions from the audience. It completely belies the core idea of the franchise, and that's machines versus humans. And the person they find to try and act out that personality shift is Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, when he's acting like a human being, mind you, still feels more like a machine. So it just
doesn't
makes
that work well?
No, it doesn't. It completely does not. It's intuitive, but it doesn't work. It's just so stupid. And I cringed when he's like, oh, I understand why you cry now and I can't cry.
I'll
like,
grant you that. That was
thumbs up when he's going down
hey,
and all of that.
Don't you dare say anything against a thumbs up.
Fuck that thumbs up. Just fuck it.
How dare you? It's that just thumbs up is like the thumbs up in modern cinema. That combined with the thumbs up that Sunny Deol gives in Border are the greatest thumbs up in cinematic history. And look, I can't believe.
Look, obviously I'm not going to hate on the Sunny Deol Border thumbs up. It makes no sense, but I can't hate on it. But it's expected in a movie like Border.
This is just next level.
This is a James Cameron movie, according to you, a piece of visual art, all that genre-defining, best sequel ever.
And a great time.
Best whatever.
Most importantly.
He's doing a thumbs up.
He does a thumbs up. He gets human emotions. He does thumbs up.
What do you mean he gets human emotions?
His learning chip has been taken out, like so he's allowed to learn. So he learns.
No, you cannot. You cannot justify that. You cannot justify that.
Hasta la vista, baby.
No, it's the stupidest thing ever, that machine learning emotions. Because then Skynet just fails. It just becomes human then by the end of it. I also want to talk a little bit about this, you know, this relationship that John Connor and the T-800, I think it was the 800, sort of set up. And I understand what you mean about how they wanted to try to make it more human. Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to smile and like doing the high fives and the two slows and all of that. And the fact that he doesn't understand any of it makes sense. But by the end of it, the fact that he starts understanding all of that, that's when it starts going a little off course. And this review I read, it just sums it up perfectly. It's like, this movie took one of the biggest badasses in cinema and turned him into a stepdad. Killed me. That one guy just killed me. It's like so amazing. It accurately sums it up.
I was kind of confused because then there's this whole scene before Sarah Connor goes to kill Miles Dyson where she's like, after all the men that have been in my life, a machine is the one he finds a stepdad. So I get it. James Cameron was trying to play with a lot of themes. Some of them worked really, really well. For instance, Apocalypse.
Most of them didn't, though.
Most of them did, of course. It's
no,
just like,
man.
Listen, like any action movies need human characters at the center, right? For the arcs and the emotions to mean anything. So the mother-son relationship worked. And, you know, this kind of father relationship maybe didn't work. You know, the machine stuff worked. Maybe a little bit like the stepdad thing didn't work. But is it a good time or not? I mean, come on, dude. The only good time that this compares to, I think, is like something really out there, like Face Off or like some Nicolas Cage movie. Because as an action movie, as like a crazy, crazy good time of the movies, nothing beats this. And before I forget, the one thing we haven't spoken about is the music, the score. How unbelievable. I mean, iconic is easy to say because that's kind of a retroactive thing. You know, it becomes iconic. But just by itself, it's so good, so potent, you know. Typical 90s, like very strong melodies. It's just stuck in our head forever for a reason. Is
yeah,
that good?
The score is good, but I just want to come back to when you're talking about how...
So you just grant me the score is good and you come back
good.
To something? Yeah,
the score
great.
Is good.
Let's
it's
highlight that you're doing
actually,
that.
Wait. It's
oh,
it's
you
good.
Found something?
No, it's good, but then... You know, when you watch movies as a kid and you really love them, things kind of stick with you. So maybe that's some sort of bias. I personally like this movie as a kid because I didn't understand much of it. And it's like a lot of shooting and action and whatever, robots and stuff. I want to talk about how you were alluding to this movie about it being a good time and all of that, right? And comparing it to Face Off. I agree, it's a great time. But it's not an IMDb top 250 time. Otherwise, Face Off would be here. Con Air would be here. All
this
of those
the best
movies would be here.
Version of that movie.
No chance, man.
Along with... How can you say... All right, fine. This brings me to the obvious question. If you had to replace this on the IMDb top 250, what would you replace it with?
I particularly don't feel that this movie... must be on the top 250. But just to show you how much I was disappointed in Terminator 2, I feel like T2 Judgment Day should be replaced by the Shah Rukh Khan epic, colossal...
Don't even finish that.
Movie.
Thought. Just don't.
Called Ra-1.
Oh my God.
Ra-1.
Oh my Lord.
I feel like it did robots and machines at least as good as Terminator 2 did.
How dare you?
Just that's how much I was disappointed.
What about the scene where Arnold just goes on the window and then just shoots all these cop cars with like a minigun and like a grenade gun? What's wrong with you? Why are you stuck on all the dumb
things?
You're
actually proving my next point, which is my summarization of the movie, that this movie sucks.
Oh my God. That's your summary? That's great.
My summary is this movie is a kid's movie. And this movie sucks.
I think my summary was covered in my initial...
Yeah, we all got it.
So, should we wrap this up?
Please, I'm done with this movie for the longest time.
I have the most obvious way to end this feud ever.
Yeah, I kind of see it coming.
But why don't you do it?
No.
I insist.
It's yours.
I insist. Come on, just to make up for all the horse shit you've said about this movie.
No.
Ready?
No.
Steady?
Definitely not happening.
Fine, I'll do it. Hasta la vista, baby.
And that wraps up this particular episode of Film Feud.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. And now we feuded. It's time for you to decide. Go on Twitter at Film Feud Pod and let us know who you think won the feud. Obviously me.
I don't know, man. I feel like I have some listeners out there who... resonate with my thoughts in this movie, and I didn't know I would get so passionate, and I was getting annoyed while feuding, which has never happened before, and I'm sorry for that, Vidur.
Oh, that's very sweet. I don't accept. I still think your view on this movie is wrong.
Okay, then. So You guys can reach out to us on Twitter at FilmFeudPod. That's FilmFeudPod, P-O-D. Or write to us at FilmFeud@MuncherMedia.com.
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Pocket Cast, wherever you catch your podcast.
See you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.